So last night, I get in bed, trying to wind, you know, trying to get to sleep on a Sunday night. You know how that goes. And I had like this two wonderful things to look forward to. One, I was getting the end of a book by a listener, Jennifer Eccles. So I have like about 30 pages in that book. I'm like, I'm going to finish that book and go to sleep. And then I'm like, wait a second, I have Chris W., the Silvertone of the podcast. Well, I guess he's just the Silvertone, according to the, but I think I added in of the podcast, maybe. But anyway, the Silvertone, he wrote a song and sang it in public at a place where I think he was probably getting paid. So that's brave and wonderfully kind, and it was a beautiful song. And I'm not even going to sing any of it because I don't want to, but I'll have all the info in the show notes of this show or maybe somewhere else. But what an evening. I give him, you know, you're not supposed to use screen devices, but you can listen to audio. So I listen to Chris's song, and then I finish up Going Too Far by Jennifer Eccles. Finish that book. I really enjoyed that book. It was my first teen romance that I think I've ever read, and it was great. And then I get, you know, mostly slept good till about 3 a.m., and you guys know how it goes. And then I get up this morning, I go into work, and then my freaking Twitter starts blowing up because Andrea G. is out there leading the way for the One New Listener Initiative by talking about how much the podcast works for her, being funny, saying nice things at the same time, being honest. So thank you, and in proxy, thank all of you. It's just like, wow, how lucky am I, seriously, to be doing this podcast. Finally, it's like I'm living a dream of a boring person. If you know, now other boring people, unfortunately, I stole probably the one chance for the really boring people of the world. So I don't want to get your hopes up if you're out there listening. You're like, man, I'm even more boring than that guy. Because I probably, but anyway, you know, I'm living the dream for a dull, lolling person that talks in tangents. So thank you guys. It just has been great. And I was really stressed this weekend because I was like, you know, the holiday stuff. And that's one level of stress. And I'm like, what? I got other, you know. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you for support. And thank you just for being you. For, like I said, you don't have to give me money. You don't have to, if you can't help me on the show notes or anything, just create some art, man. Sing a song. I don't even care if I hear about it. If you whistle a song later on today because I was scatting it and then make somebody else smile, I don't need to know about it. So thanks a lot. All right, folks, it's time for another Redditation where we go on Reddit, Trending Tuesday, Rending Ruse Day, I guess it was Scooby-Doo, Reddit Rending Ruse Day. Yeah, why don't we do that? Redditation, I like too, though. It's a redditation on Rending Ruse Day. That's just my best. Rending Ruse Day. I guess I don't do a Scooby-Doo. So I'm firing up my Reddit app as I talk to you. I don't know if there's anybody that uses Reddit apps out there. The one I use, I don't want to say its name, but if you see the screenshots, if you use any Reddit app on Android, the problem with this app that I'm using is I can't get to the comments. Like it'll link through to the image or the article if it's, you know, some outside source, but then I can't read the comments, which sometimes is the best part. So anybody who knows how to do that on this app or has a good app, let me know. The good thing about this app, I downloaded some other ones, is this one has nice, where we can get more than one comment, you know, on the, take pictures of it. So I'm going to go ahead and take some pictures. Let's see if I can do it live. And I already messed up, but let's see if I can take some screenshots. Screenshot one taken with only one fail. Oh, no, that one failed. But oh, that one failed too. Oh, I think I just accidentally figured out how to use this app while I was trying to do that. Okay, that's good to know. Oh, that didn't work. I'm going to pause it. Okay, so I think I got it down. I think I got some pictures taken from Reddit. So we're going to do our story. You know, it's a holiday season, and I don't know about you guys, but it's like, it's, you know, it comes to a time when you got to pay for stuff. So I ended up, I don't know if you guys, how many of you have been listening since Halloween, but I had a second, well, I guess this podcast is my second job. So this is like my third job, but it was related to the podcast is, there's this bed and breakfast out at this place called, I think it's a trans, it's on the edge of the transverse in the, within the metaverse. None of this, unfortunately, is accessible to everybody. Just, I happened to, you know, you're like, you're going to be like, what's that called? Nepotism. It's not nepotism. It's, but whatever it would be where the universe decides that you have access to an alternative universe where you can get a job in an unfair way that the rest of you listening can't get a job. Not nepotism, but, you know, metavism or something. You know, alternativism, something. I need somebody smarter than me to know what it is. But, yeah, the universe is unfairly created some sort of ripple that I could access to get to this metaverse where I had happened to get a job when I was wandering around it, by the way. But so out down Transverse Way or Transverse Circle, Transverse Court, I think was the name of the street. At the end of that is this bed and breakfast. It's run by this couple. I like to say a couple of lunatics. That's the joke I use there, or used it the first time. And they host traditionally villains or, you know, some sort of, it's a fictional, non-fictional universe. So characters that are usually bad guys go there to relax, unwind. They go out into the transverse, which is some sort of strange world type thing. I don't know, they go out there to work on their problems or, you know, stuff couples do when they're in a bed and breakfast. So I've only come across individuals, but they probably have their significant other up in the room. I usually run into them in the lobby. So, and then they, by the time they spend a couple hours with me, you know, they're definitely like, thank God, and I tell them about my girlfriend because this guy is, you know. So, you know, I start gearing up for the holidays. I'm like, man, I could use some extra money here. So let me go out there and see if I could work. I told them, I said, hey, guys, remember me from Halloween? I was a guy working out here on Halloween. And I had some, what was it called, when you don't show up, truancy issues or whatever. I think they have a fancier name for it when it comes to work, but where you don't show up to work all the time. Because it's not like a W-40 or whatever where I had a work contract. It was a handshake type agreement. But so they were like, yeah, we remember you. And I was like, remember I used to sit, you know, because the job I had there was a, I would tell the, you know, I'd go in the room like, you know, as a bonus, they were advertising it or something. And I would tell boring stories live in person to put the villains to sleep. And obviously, if you're like a cartoon villain, let's just say you're Gargamel. I've never met Gargamel there, but that would be the type of person that might be there. He, you know, I'd tell him a story and he'd go to sleep, you know, because he's probably got a lot of schemes and crafty stuff on his mind, a lot of resentments clearly against the Smurfs. So, and then they would let me, they let me interview their clientele. And that was the exchange. I said, you know, I'm looking for some extra money here. It's the holidays. You guys need, and they were like, well, you did actually, you know, work pretty well. The customers like to, you know, you boring them to sleep. So yeah, sure. Can you pay me in silver or gold? And then they were like, what? And I said, silver and gold, pay my ass in silver and gold. They're like, what? And I say, that's from like one of the Christmas movies, Rankin and Bass up in here. And they're like, okay, well, no, we could pay you in mana. And I said, mana? I was like, isn't that for, like, games like StarCraft? Or is that, like, was that the stuff the Israelites ate when they were getting held, you know, to save their lives in the desert? I was like, I always imagined it as, like, cotton and bread mixed together. But I wasn't paying attention. And they just stared, you know, common response, they just stared at me. And they're like, I was like, I'm not magic, so mana's not going to do me any good, okay? That's what I'm trying to say. And they're like, okay, well, we don't deal in cash here. or credit, because this is not so, okay, well, let me just talk to, I guess I could, you know, maybe if I don't have financial gain, I could use it for the podcast at least. I was like, is anybody hanging in here? Can I go in go talk to the customers? And they're like, yeah, sure. Good, go. So even exchange. So, you know, I was telling you guys earlier in the other episodes before Halloween, it's a pretty standard inn, bed and breakfast type inn. So there's like the rooms that I was in, you know, the room with the flowery sofas and the empty bird cages. And there's like a solarium, they call it, and then they also have this library. So I went in there and there's like a fire raging in the fireplace. They got a big old fireplace, like so hot. I was like, what the hell, man? What? And it smelled like somebody didn't have their shoes on. Sweaty socks is what it smelled like in there. And I'm like, holy moly. And I'm like, somebody open a flue in here? And then I see there's a chair facing the fireplace. And there's like this poof of hair and orange hair, like real orange, not even beyond human, beyond the possibility, or more than likely that human from Earth could have this orange hair. So I'm like, oh boy, like this could be anybody. I'm like, who is Beaker's sidekick, or was Beaker the one with the Dr. Bunsen, Dr. Honeydew Bunsen and Beaker, right? And I was like, no, his hair's more red. And then I noticed the person was weeping and like crying. But they had heard me. So then I had that awkward moment where you get caught when someone's crying. And then it's like, is this person going to help, you know, show me some kindness or just walk away? Happens to me a lot on the beach. I live near the beach on the bay, not on the beach. It was about a 5-minute bike ride there. I used to live even closer. I'd go there. And this is not funny, but a lot of single women cry on the beach. Usually standard outfit is a hoodie, and then you put on the hoodie and you cry staring out at the water is what I've observed. But the problem is if I'm walking closer to the water than you, even the hoodie won't hide it. And I see you crying. So this is a similar situation where it's like, do I intervene? Do I say, hey, you, don't cry. You know, I mean, you're not supposed to tell people not to cry. So I think I run into a lot of crying in my life. I'm a cause of a lot of crying too. But so anyways, this thing is crying, orange hair. And so I said, well, this is awkward, but I better clear my throat. And I was, it was wonderful, this heat, enough to make a man cry. And then this person's still crying. So I do the long loop, you know, where you want to get in the peripheral vision and then slowly come in. But this is like, first of all, I'm already sweating because it's like 8,000 freaking degrees in there, where the kind of temperature where you're like woozy, and not to mention the sock smell was not pleasant. It was like almost like a humidity coming off this person's socks. So I'm doing the long loop, and of course I'm bumping and I bump over the freaking stuff to take care of the fire. So I try to do a smooth elbow on the mantelpiece. And then I look up, and this person sitting in the chair is like, first I thought it was Wreck-It Ralph. I let it sing, and person was a little bit smaller than Wreck-It Ralph, orange hair. And I was like, oh no, Wreck-It Ralph has like, you know, this was not a human, it's just Wreck-It Ralph, a little bit, I was like, no overalls. So I was like, oh, wait a second, it's not Wreck-It Ralph, but it's some sort of creature with orange hair, humanoid again, but now more stocky, crying, so it's hard. Big, huge mouth, huge, huge mouth, weeping, weeping, weeping. And I said, you really, in an orange type one-piece outfit, I think. I don't know, again, I was so freaking hot. And I said, hey, I notice, are you crying because it's so hot in here? Because I'm about to cry. And I said, no, no. I said, well, what's the matter? Do you want to talk about it? So the creature's weeping. He says, yeah, today we lost Ralph Baer, the inventor and father of video games. And it was frowning, frown, frown, frown. And I said, wow, Ralph, I said, you know, you kid me. Don't tell me. Oh, no. And I, you know, I was trying to play along. Oh, no, not Ralph, but not Ralph, the Ralph Baer. And he said, oh, man. I said, I love video games. That's terrible news. Does that mean there's still going to be video games, right? And it was like that guy didn't think of that. He goes, oh, he goes, of course, I guess you're right. And I said, you got awfully big, you're shaped different than me. And I said, you know, your hands are a lot bigger and rounder. And I was like, that's not the best for button mashing. Are you a button masher? He said, oh, no, no, I play I play PC and a keyboard. And he's like, I said, oh. And I said, well, how you doing? Not great. I'm sad about this Ralph Baer thing. And I said, well, why don't we, you're here for the metaverse. Huh? Why don't we take a trip over to the metaverse? I want to see what candy they got going. It's like, my name's Ralph Lauren. How you doing? Everybody kind of looked at me. And I said, no, this is my, you know, name today. And he said, well, Ralph, mind if I call you Ralph Macchio? I said, psh, I'd love it if you would. And he said, okay, well, I'm the Heat Miser. And I said, well, hold the phone. The Heat Miser, like the Heat Miser in the cold, freeze, Mr. Freeze, Frost. And he said, kind of, close. And I said, you're like one of Mother Nature's kids or something. And he just was like, well, whatever you want to assume. And I said, well, my memory's not great. And I said, well, what are you doing here? And he said, oh, I was looking at some stuff on my computer. This is the only room with Wi-Fi. And I said, well, what were you looking at? And he slams his computer shut. He has nothing. I said, whoa, 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 buddy. He said, what are you playing? And what game are you playing? Leisure Suit Larry or something? And he goes, no, I was compiling the comments in every not safe for work subreddit. And I was like, just comments, no pictures. He said, exactly. So nothing to see here. And I said, well, why'd you shut it so fast? He goes, well, 60 to 70% of the comments were mine. And they were like about boobs. And I was like, well, so, and he goes, and then the rest were about people's moms. And I said, Heat Miser. I said, we got to get you out of this heat, man. Let's go. And he said, what are you in a hurry to get to the metaverse for? And I said, I'm hoping. To be honest with you, I'm hoping it's made out of, what's that stuff called? Pineapple bark. And he goes, what's pineapple bark? And I said, I have no idea. I said, I meant peppermint bark. I don't know why I said pineapple bark. And he said, well, it's a slip of the tongue. And I said, yeah, you wouldn't want to have a slip of the tongue on a piece of pineapple, would you? And he said, I don't even know what a pineapple is. And we don't have it in my world. And I said, well, what world are you from? He said, well, that's not time. He goes, it's time to go in the metaverse and find your, would you say peppermint bark? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, tell me more about this peppermint bark. And we started walking through the garden out towards the metaverse at the edge of the property of this inn. And I said, it's this stuff with peppermint and chalk. As it's, they call it bark. It's just because it's like, they break it up so it looks like tree bark. But I was like, you wouldn't believe how freaking expensive this stuff is. I go, as far as I know, it's just like candy canes, white chocolate, and chocolate, like, together. But they charge like $7 a pound for it. And I don't get it. And I can't find it on sale for like 99 cents a pound after Christmas. I don't know what they do with it. I think they pull it off the shelves on like the 23rd and stockpile it because it probably never goes bad. And I was like, it's just making me nuts. I was like, I think I've had it once that I got it for free. And then now I don't buy it on principle because it's so friggin' expensive. And I'm talking like at least $7.50 a pound. And he goes, that's too bad. And next thing I know, we're in the metaverse. And it's like the sky's getting real dark, and it's not, of course, it's not peppermint bark, not even like any bark. I think they have like cowboy bark, or they did at Trader Joe's. I don't know what that was, like peanut brittle with caramel corn or something. I don't freaking know. But we get out there, no peppermint bark. And then this cloud gets darker and darker and starts turning gray and red. And I say, well, Heat Miser, it's a storm. He goes, that's worse than a storm. He goes, I've seen this before in my experiences as the Heat Miser. That's when a dust devil, a wildfire, and magic form together. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. What is he? It was some enemy of yours, spec. And he goes, exactly, let's go. And so we start running it deeper into the metaverse. Next thing you know, I trip up these stairs. And the Heat Miser, because he's like smaller and stockier, kind of looks like one of those 70s. Or you know what, those Aquabats, who was in the Aquabats? They had a TV show. I never seen it, but I seen the creatures. I think one of those creatures looks like it. I'll think of the show. But anyway, we fall up these stairs, and then the dust devil's coming at us, and we're trying to climb the stairs, and they're like slimy, and we're sliding back down. And he's like, poor choice of carpet for these steps. I go to stand on the steps, I slip face first into these steps. That's when I realize it's freaking peppermint bark. The stairs are made from peppermint bark, and I'm melting them because the Heat Miser's probably warmer. Plus, we're frictioning trying to get up the stairs. The fire dust devil, magic dust devil's right behind us. And, of course, I don't have time to break off any of these stairs because I'm trying to... But we escape up these stairs, still running from the dust devil. And we get to the top of the stairs. We turn the corner. We're on, like, this edge of this cliff. And I was like, where the heck are we? What do we do? And the Heat Miser, he just looks out over this, like, it looks like this green mist... mixed with like reds and whites and all sorts of some sort of Christmas sky, I'd say. Like if you were marketing, if you were selling Christmas sky to install in your backyard sky, if I was rich, I would have paid like 10 G's for this because it was beautiful. Like picture the most beautiful sky you've ever seen. But instead of blue, it's green and reds. Lovely. But of course, I'm terrified because I'm covered in peppermint bark mixed with the dirt of my shoes. And then there's this dust devil of death behind me somewhere. He goes to me, hey, this was the view 100 steps from my front door during the week I spent in Hamanoi, Norway. On the last night, Mother Nature put on an amazing show, and this was it. And I said, like, your mother, Mother Nature? And he said, yeah. He goes, yeah, she loves Christmas. And I said, wasn't there one time? And he goes, we got to move. Come on, let's go. And so we're running, and then I realized we're in the residential neighborhood. Clearly not human, because, like, the houses are made from, like, shoes and sneakers, but, you know, giant-sized stuff. And next thing you know, this shoe car comes running down the street and, like, literally, like, running. I don't even know what it's propelled by. It's, like, more on flopping because it didn't have it wasn't a pair of shoes. It was just one. And the guy's like, get in. And he pulls us into his shoe. And I realize it's like got like letters. It's full of letters and stuff. And I'm like, what the heck? And then the Heat Miser, he's like, this is the good guy mailman. On a Sunday, no less, you just saved us from a dust devil of dirt. And I said, well, this is trending Tuesday. I mean, I'm recording it on Sunday, but people are hearing it on Monday or Tuesday. And he said, well, he goes, this guy just rescued us. Thank you, good guy mailman. You're the best. What lovely shoe mobile? What do you call this thing? A shoe? Shoe? It's not a car because it doesn't have wheels. Shoe mobile? Because it's a delivery shoe. You idiot! I said, okay. Well, don't just because you're a good guy mailman doesn't mean you can be rude. And then he just was like busy driving his shoe, which you actually control by the shoelaces, like kind of like a horse, which is interesting. I was like, that makes sense. It was like the tongue is, I didn't get a chance to ask him exactly, but I was trying to pay attention. But then look over to Heatmiser. I look over at Heatmiser. He's making this face like my cat's face before a bath. And I don't even have a cat, but I was like imagining. And it's just like this face of like rebellion and terror and whatever mixed together. And I said, what's the matter? And he said that the fire, dust, magic, devil's gone. And then the shoe guy, he's like, okay, you guys can get out here. And we get out. And we're at a park, like a public park, I guess. And I say, you know, there's like picnic tables, playground. Again, I don't have all day to get in the details of who was there and what they were doing. Obviously, the shoes. I was pretty sure it was like a Babes in Toyland city. But I'm like, okay, well, I can't get carried away with the Babes in Toyland stuff, which is like my favorite Halloween movie, because Christmas movie, and not the Babes in Toyland with Laurel and Hardy, because you guys know I'm a big Laurel and Hardy fan. And I'm like, whoa, man, I got a Heat Miser here. I can't really ditch him to go find Laurel and Hardy. And this could be, like, Laurel and Hardy might not have lived in the only shoe-based universe, so it could be another shoe universe. So maybe just stick with the Heat Miser. So I said, well, let's sit down at this picnic table. And I said, there's nothing. Have you been here before? And this goes, oh, yeah. He goes, this is Shoe Town. And I said, it was like a shoe town. I was part of like a shoe nation. And he just laughed. And I said, is there a shoe city? And he says, he goes, we got to figure out what we're going to do. And I said, what do you mean, we? I go, what was that thing that chased us? What happened? And he goes, you kind of remember my story, right? I go, not really. I was like, I remember there was some hubbub. Like, what happened was, I go, there's like Santa Claus is Coming to Town, which is like a famous Christmas movie with Santa Claus and you get Kris Kringle and the elves and Burgermeister. And I go, then there's Rudolph. Like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And then there's like, depending on, those two are the big two. And then there's like the big three could be either Frosty, which I don't know, or Grinch, which, yeah, or Snoopy, Charlie Brown. And I was like, and then you got your lower next tier of Christmas movies. And I was like, no, like the ones that are on that channel, that you kind of just, and I was like, I kind of know, I was like, you were in one of those movies, like the time the baby lost the bath water, like Rudolph 2. I was like, isn't it like Rudolph teamed up with somebody and had to save, deal with you guys, because you and your brother were bickering about stopping Christmas, and you're the summer guy, right? And he was staring at me. And I was like, then Mother Nature's like, I'm sick of you boys. And you were like, I'm Mr. Heat Miser. I'm Mr. Cold Meister. I'm Mr. Freeze. He's Mr. Heat Miser. He's Mr. Somebody's. Some call me Heat Miser. You round a ray. You were at a picnic table with me. Let's have a parade. I was like, I remember that part, obviously. And I was like, is that your song or your brother's song? And he's like, forget all that. He goes, you remember the guy singing with me and dancing with me? I was like, yeah, like the chorus, backup singers. Exactly. He's like, they took over everything, my whole kingdom. And he goes, they've lost their minds. I go, how, what do you mean they took over your kingdom? You're like the Heat Miser. They were like little mini heat miners, you know, little mini heats. He goes, yeah, they're mini misers. That's what we called them. And I was like, well, that's your mistake, because that's like means more than one thing. That's like a heat miser, mini misers. I was like, none of it's good. Mini miser, even heat miser means you're cheap with heat, right? Then it means, oh man, I mean, you shouldn't be calling people mini just because. And he's like, I know. And I go, what happened? He goes, you don't understand very much, do you? I said, well, yeah, metaphor me. He goes, okay, a leopard kills a porcupine. Interesting approach. And I was like, what? He goes, it can't just run up and eat it. And he goes, so it has to go around and chase the porcupine and get the porcupine to run into something. And I was like, well, what does that have to do with the minimizers taking over your kingdom? And he was like, well, he goes, that's what happened. He goes, they got a porcupine to ride a leopard. There was a ghost of a porcupine that had been eaten by that leopard. And he goes, they show up in my room one night and they start chasing me. I run into a wall of something. I didn't melt when I ran into it. Because next thing I wake up and I'm in that metaverse, just lying. He's like, then I get chased by those dust devils. He's like, they have all my magic powers. They have everything. And I was like, you know what I just realized? I was like, you have a bowl cut. I was like, did you know that? I was like, that's why I thought you were like Wreck-It Ralph. And I was like, you've seen Wreck-It Ralph because you were talking about that bear guy that made video games. I was like, have you seen Wreck-It Ralph? And he's like, we're talking about my whole kingdom here, the whole heat miser. He goes, this could have an effect on your universe, you know. I was like, what, the second rate Christmas special universe or the actual... because we got enough heat now, man. We got global warming. And he's like, well, don't you care about me? Don't you care, have any empathy or sympathy for me? And I was like, exactly, man. I'm trying to tell you about this great movie, Wreck-It Ralph. Awesome movie. Awesome. I was like, it's hilarious. And, great voices, great acting, twists, multiple times, kinds of animation, throwback to old video games. I figure you'd like it. And he's like, I'm looking for someone to help me restore my kingdom. And I was like, huh? What were you doing at the bed and breakfast if you were looking for somebody? He goes, well, I heard there was this, like, this company. He goes, I was reading the news there, and, you know, he's like, oh, well, obviously I was on Reddit, but he's like, I saw this one thing. It said this drug candidate killed malaria in 48 hours. Figured whatever company had that, he's like, I figure we could get some of that. And he's like, I could use against the minimizers. And I was like, aren't they like your kids? You're going to take them out like they're malaria? And he's like, nobody cares about malaria. And I was like, yeah, because it's bad. And he goes, so are the minimizers. And I was like, but they're so cute. And he's like, I'm sure that other bacteria or viruses or whatever malaria is thinks that it's cute. And I was like, I don't know, they dance. Didn't they have little hats and they had like canes and they were doing like a little Broadway type number? I was like, do-do-do-do-do-do. And I was like, don't listen, man. Don't do anything drastic. Like, they're your backup band. How are you going to be the heat miser? He's Mr. Heat Miser. He's Mr. Freeze. He goes, that's my brother. Stop it. And I was like, he's like, are you just going to hum the song? You don't know. And I was like, I don't know, man. Like, I was like, I think you're better as a team. Like, what if we get a hold of these minimizers? Because I'm like, remember Guardians of the Galaxy? Like, you're Chris Pratt, but you need the rest of the, like, it couldn't just been Star-Lord the movie, because he needed those other characters to, like, bring out the best in him and the best story and offer, like, an overall. He goes, what are you talking about? I was like, well, Hunger Games, like, led one of the worst weekends of the year. It fell, like, 62%. For like a $21 million third weekend. Its projected domestic gross is now like $330 million, meaning that Guardians of the Galaxy at $332 million could end up the top surprise film of the year. And I was like, that shows that teamwork is over a team led by, well, it's like, I guess but it was like Guardians of the Galaxy, where it's just, which is the Hunger Games. And he's like, I'm not familiar with that. I'm like, whoa, 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 you're not familiar with Hunger Games? He goes, no. And I was like, it's called Catching Fire, bro. And he's like, really? And I was like, yeah, maybe we could use this to help us figure out how to deal with your situation. And not Guardians of the Galaxy. I was like, it's this lovely Katniss. She's the girl on fire. And he's like, first word, he's like, is she single? And I was like, no, she's got two boyfriends, actually. And she's confused by, so I was like, and he's like, oh, dear. And I was like, listen, I think you could be like the miser on fire, aka the heat miser, right? And we could catch fire. Like what happened was originally, I was like, I don't think I could summarize this in a way to get back. Cause I was like, when do you think that next dust devil's coming for us? He's like, pretty soon. I was like, well, do you have any magic on you to get, I was like, what if I deal with these mini misers and like try to help you? And he's like, well, he goes, you don't seem very competent, to be honest with you. And I said, well, what do you have to lose? And he said, well, you got me there. I said, well, I could be like your, I could be the pita I could be the pocket to your bread, man. And he's like, what? And I was like, yeah, I was trying to make a joke, but it didn't, it flopped. And I was like, you know, as long as you stay away from Katniss, if she does, you know, if I run into her in this universe and she's single, I got dibs. Because I'm also in love with her, and I actually know what she looks like. So, you know, he goes, no, I'm a heat miser. And I was like, yeah, but two heats don't make a right. Like, that'd be too hot, you know? You guys would be too hot. Too hot baby. And he's like, do you have something to get us back to your castle, wherever in Heat Town? Like, Warmville? He goes, yeah. He goes, 1 second. And then he, like, clicks his heels together, rubs his stomach or something. And then I was like, do you know the bowl cut is not in? And next thing you know, I'm talking about his haircut. And we're in some, like back room, like, behind the throne. One of those, you know how, like, a lot of things, there's the throne. But there's always, like, an area behind the throne where you can observe things. Bad idea. Like, always have your throne up against a solid wall if you're going to be thrown in a throne. But these misers, the heat miser on down the line, they had their throne in the center of the room because they had to be the friggin' center of attention, I guess. I guess if you're him, you'd probably want some airflow, maybe. I don't know if he's oxygen power, but he's like, this is the throne room. And I can hear, like, these guys talking, and they sound just like him, like miniature versions. And they're arguing. And I say, okay, I got this, man. And he goes, what are you going to do? I said, don't worry, I'm going to wing it. And he goes, you know, they'll take you out. And I said, sure. And I said, I'm a Fletcher, man. I'll be like, I'm like, you know, Erwin Fletcher in here. So I roll through the curtains and I realize I don't have a fake clipboard. And so that was out. And I said, they all turned to me and they're like, wait, what are you doing? And they're like getting ready to like get their magic missile fingers on me, pointing them at me. And I say, oh, gentlemen, whoa, 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 what's going on here? And they say, we're in the middle of a takeover. And I say, it looks like your takeover's already complete. I'm looking for one miser, heat. And they say, he's not here. And I said, okay, well, that's good news. Because I was like, today, I just learned this boy's TIL. Three men from Yemen tried to sue NASA for invading Mars, claiming they had inherited it from the ancestors 3,000 years ago. And they were like, what? And I go, yeah, you believe that? Like, they had sued NASA because they must have believed they inherited Mars. And that lawsuit was thrown out, but this one is pending in Metaversal Court against Miser Heat or L, current occupants of the Miser Kingdom. You know, you're being sued, boys. That's bad news. So we're going to have to put you guys in escrow, until the court case is decided. Or let's see what your options are here. I got it. So on what authority are you here? And I go, I'm the ultimate authority, boys. You know, the mother of nature and the father of nature and the kid, you know, Santa Claus. And I just rode Rudolph here. And believe me, you haven't seen his nose. And I was like, I got freaking the white wizard. Well, it's a wizard, white wizard or whatever, that freaking shoots frost out his nails. And he's a lot taller than you. And he's got a bad attitude. So they're outside providing backup because I'm just like the notary public here. So don't shoot the messenger. And I was like, first of all, no offense, but I also, just because I'm a notary public or whatever, doesn't mean I can't lose my temper and kick one of you. And it looks like I could kick you pretty far. And believe me, I've heard people throwing around titles with Minnie in it, and I do not like that at all. And then one of the guys starts to bite my ankle. And I said, what are you doing, Pipsqueak? And then they all like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And there's like about eight of them. And then I'm like, oh, I'm in trouble here. And they said, well, what are we going to do? We're going to be, what does escrow mean? And I was like, oh, shoot, what am I going to do here? And I said, you know what escrow means? It means that old laptop batteries could power slums. An IBM study analyzed a sample of discarded batteries and found that 75% had enough power to keep an LED light on for more than 4 hours a day for a year for free until, you know, stuff starts leaking out of it and it poisons the residents with the stuff. And, you know, because who knows what heavy metals are in there, and you're just going to give it away and think you're doing good, but you're not, because you're actually poisoning the world. And, you know, so that's what this court case is about, boys, is like people are afraid that you guys are too smart and too willing to do good versus the heat miser who seems like a bit of a, you know, nice guy. And and they said, you're not doing anything. You know, who do you, you know, you can't impose your will on us. It's not my will. It's the court's will, boys. I'm just here, again, you know, due diligence, you know, jurisprudence and juris doctorate, JD, MBA 1005. And for the minute there, silence. So I was like, all right, I got to move on this one. And I was like, boys, meaning of a life explained. Everybody sit down. Calm down. It was a little band from... might be before you guys were... Well, actually, you guys were on since the 70s, huh? How old are you guys? They said, blah, 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 blah. I said, have you guys ever met Santa's elves? I was like, are you guys elfin at all? And they didn't like that. And I said, okay, calm down, misers. I was like, believe me, I'm not here to minimize you guys. I laughed to myself. They actually didn't get it. I'm like, your needs are just as important as heat misers, cold freeze, Mother Nature. I take everybody's, you know, court cases seriously. All this is not Judge Judy's court where I'm going to talk down to. Well, I guess I'm talking down to you guys. Let me get on my knees, guys. Look you in the eyes, because I was telling you about this 1990s. There was a little band called Alice in Chains. And I don't know if you remember their MTV Unplugged special. I'm talking the full version, like the alternative grunge. They were alternative grunge, you know. And, you know, it was like, I could tell I was losing these guys. It was going to be trouble. I could sense the fire, dust devil, dirt devil. And I was like, come to snuff the rooster. And they're like, well, I thought you were going to tell us the meaning of life. And I was, no, I was going to explain it. And I did. And, boom, 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 bam, do, do, and they started, they couldn't help it. They get up and start dancing. And I started doing like this heavy, I can't do it because if somebody's asleep, it's going to wake them up. But it was like this Eddie Vedder meets the guy from Alice in Chains' voice combined with the guy from the one that had all the trouble, that was, you know, Plush, was sang that song, Stone Temple Pilots, all their voices in one with this tune about mising of heat and freezing of cold. And how we could all, it was like a great, but mostly just me scatting like that. And I was like mixing in lyrics from like Jeremy Spoke in Class Today and, you know, whatever. Bam. Was ever, whatever that Plush song. I don't know. I can't, you know, us doing all that segues. I did a little break dancing. They're dancing the whole time. As long as I kept that up, they were dancing. So I'm like keeping this up. But meanwhile, I'm like, what's the Heat Miser doing? Because I'm like, he should have come out and like blasted them with some sort of, you know, dominance ray or something. And then I look behind the curtains. He's like putting on a bike helmet and bike gloves. And he's got some bike that fits his body type perfectly. And I was like, dude, what the hell are you doing? I got your... And I'm like, you know, turn my water black, tattoo down my miser. So miser, he's Mr. You know, so totally like, I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm cycling around the world. I'm like, so far I've been like 19,000 miles, 4 years on the road. I was like, he's like, ask me anything. I go, what the fuck, man? He goes, well, I just had to come back here and get my bike and stuff. He's like, what happened? I said, you know, they took over while I was gone. And then he's like, I needed this bike. I wore out my other one, so I came back here to get it. And I was like, so, what you? He goes, yeah, that's what. He goes, I knew I could use the metaverse as a shortcut to go get my bike and, you know, pick up my extra bike. Because he's like, they wouldn't drop ship it because they were mad at me for leaving. Meanwhile, I'd stopped singing at this point because I was so irritated, and they were looking, and they started, and they're like, we want you, why'd you leave? And he's like, oh, my life of duty was boring. He's like, I want a life of adventure. And they're like, who's going to lead us? You know, we're just a chorus. Who's going to sing the lead? And he goes, this guy can. And I said, well, no, buddy. I got commitments on the outside. I was like, first of all, I haven't even seen your kingdom. What? I was like, you want me to run the heat-mising operation? And he's like, yeah. And I said, well, what's your kingdom like? I was like, does everybody have bowl cuts? And he's like, yeah, your hair's perfect for a bowl cut. I said, as a matter of fact, I had a bowl cut for a lot of time. I was like, is a bowl cut hip in this universe? Will I be able to meet other people? And he goes, oh, no, you can't leave the castle. He goes, you know... mostly you just get angry at the way people waste heat. And he goes, you know, bicker with my brother and fight over, and then mother yells at us and father time. And I was like, no, thank you then. I go, that's pretty much what my life's like, but at least I'm not stuck here. And I was like, dude, I forgot to mention it the whole time, but I'm like, you had those socks on like the whole time you've been riding your bike, huh? I go, why don't you change your socks and wash your freaking feet? And show some respect for some other people. And then the mini misers are clapping. And I'm like, right? I was like, his feet stink. And I was like, all you got to do is wash them. And that's it. And the mini misers are like, heat miser goes off to wash his feet and stuff. And mini miser are like, what do you think we should do, man? We're not really cut out to run stuff. We're more, you know, henchmen. And we like you. And I say, yeah, no, I got enough problems. I don't need to be in charge of the heat for whatever multi-universe is. And I was like, no offense, but I don't even know if Rankin and Bass were involved or this was some sort of... I was like, is Paul Frees in this? And they looked at me and they weren't sure. I was like, if you're not sure, I was like, what about Xavier Stencio or one of the other guys whose voices I like? You know, any of the Nine Angry Men? And they're like, we could be the Nine Angry Men. I was like, you guys are cute. Like, come on, sit in my lap. And they said, well, we need to find a new guy to take care of us. And I said, well, I know a guy. His name's Wreck-It Ralph, or just Ralph. And he seems perfect. I'm sure they're making a second movie, but he's probably free. I was like, he has a bowl cut, kind of more fuzzier bowl cut. It's like, he looks like you guys. He's real funny, good-hearted. And they said, well, how are you going to get a hold of him? I said, well, normally I put up like a Google ad, but Google just admitted like half the ads it serves aren't ever even seen. And so I'm like, so I go, well, you know, boys, how about this? How about I'll go get him. And they're like, no, we don't want you to leave until we have him. And I say, how about this? I'll just sing. And while I'm singing, I'll go get him. I'm Mr. Goodbye. I'm gonna leave. Gonna probably try and get Wreck-It Ralph, but if you think I am, it's the wrong thing to believe. And you guys just stay here. And I'm out this door. Gonna go back and get some peppermint bark off the floor, you know, and I bolt, and actually stole the Heat Miser's bike while he was washing his feet, but it wasn't, I only made it like 1 foot because it was like not designed for my, you know, frame, so I fell off the bike. Then I ran Dirt Devils, fire magical Dirt Devils in pursuit of me. Of course, one had gotten there and melted the stairs, so no peppermint bark. I slid down the peppermint bark, which was now a slide, which was wicked fun. It dumps me off in the freaking garden of the bed and breakfast, and then I'm back where I started. None the wiser, for sure. Well, probably I am the wiser. One, don't call people mini anything. Don't minimize henchmen. I mean, mizing is just as important. Like, everybody wants an adventure in their lives and wants to be riding around the world, but not everybody can. So that's the moral of the story is, peppermint bark's a friggin' ripoff. That's the moral of the story, all right? So get a good night's sleep, and I'll talk to you soon. Night.